Many years ago, the legendary bluegrass singer and musician Ralph Stanley released a two-volume recording. The first was called Saturday Night, and the second was called Sunday Morning. Now, at first glance, it might seem like the separation between the two was wide. One might expect the Sunday Morning album to be about preaching and praying and singing, while Saturday Night album was about the real stuff of life, like working hard, raising children, taking care of mama and daddy, or even the gritty side of life, like love, betrayal, and murder in that classic bluegrass ballad, Banks of the Ohio. Preacher and writer Tom Long says that many of us have this same split playing in our heads all the time. There's a Sunday morning experience of prayer, hymns, sermon, and there is a Saturday night experience of kicking up our heels, balancing the checkbook, building a career, deciding who we are, dealing with relationships, and generally figuring out how to find some purpose and joy in the things we do and say every day. On one side is the religious side of us, and on the other is the just trying to be human and make it through life side of us. We go to worship, we sing the hymns, pray the prayers, and then we go back out into the real world, where we have to deal with the mundane realities of life and make compromises and hard choices. And perhaps it's easier to keep these two soundtracks or playlists separate and distinct. But I believe it's much richer and more rewarding to find the connections. What are you looking for? Is the question Jesus poses to Andrew and his friend in today's passage from the Gospel of John. They had been following John the Baptist for quite some time and had come to John the Baptist to be baptized. And now John himself has pointed out Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." So then they approach Jesus, and the first question Jesus poses to them is, "What are you looking for?" And I suspect that they were looking for many of the same things that we're looking for. Some way to connect their religious quest with their actual lives, a sense of meaning and purpose, forgiveness, the promise of a new start. There really is not much of a separation at all between Saturday night and Sunday morning. Saturday night and Tuesday afternoon are just as full of the Spirit as Sunday morning. To quote Tom Long once again, God loves the whole world. And this is a theme that we'll see again and again in the Gospel of John. God loves the whole world, no exceptions. And Christ is alive in the whole world, which means that the world, for all its terror and pain, is also a place of wonder, grace, and holy presence. And that's true Saturday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday afternoon. It's true of all 168 hours in the week. And as we read through the Gospel of John in the coming weeks, we will find that the same Jesus who is described in religious language as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world is the same Jesus who joyfully celebrates with friends at a wedding, and the same Jesus who speaks movingly about friendship and love. And I think that if we take a closer listen to Ralph Stanley's double album, we'll also see that there really is not that much separation between Saturday night and Sunday morning. The longing and friendship and grief and joy sung about on Saturday night are deeply connected to the love and forgiveness and homecoming sung about on the Sunday morning album. On Saturday night, two friends sing out, "Down where the river bends, with God's help we'll meet again." And on Sunday morning, the congregation sings out, "On Sunday when the church bells start ringing, they're ringing for you and for me, let's all gather around at the altar and pray that our souls may be free. I'll meet you in the church Sunday morning and we'll all kneel down and pray. We'll pray to our Lord up in heaven to guide us safe home on our way. It's a place where we all meet on Sunday to worship our Lord up above and let all our sins be forgiven and meet with our loved ones above." And in another song on the Sunday morning album, entitled "Let Me Walk, Lord, by Your Side," Ralph Stanley sings of a powerful encounter with the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Ralph Stanley sings, "In a church on Sunday morning sat a man unwelcome there, judged by men and not by Jesus. He lifted up his voice in prayer. Steer me on the righteous pathway. Help me humbly to abide. Hold me to your precious bosom. Let me walk, Lord, by your side. Several silent moments followed. It seemed that no one was in that room. Then a voice, it roared like thunder. Look for me. I'm coming soon. Such a change I've never witnessed. Tear-filled eyes were plainly shown, gathered there around that stranger, saying, God bless you. Welcome home. And I suspect that deep down, that kind of wide and all-embracing welcome is what we're all looking for on Saturday night and Sunday morning. And on Saturday night, we can sing along with a country music ensemble group, the Highwaymen. I want a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire for everyone. Let us take on the world while we're young and able, and bring us back together when the day is done. And on Sunday morning, we gather around this table, where Jesus feeds us with spiritual nourishment and transforms us to be the body of Christ in the world, so that we may serve God and our neighbors with great joy. All glory and praise be to our God. Amen.